You ever walked in a bar with 700 bottles of tequila and still have no idea what to pick? What if I told you you might be choosing your tequila the wrong way? All right, I used to walk into my bar and be like, man, I'm just going to grab something random. But tequila isn't just a drink, it's a mood. Now, I choose a tequila almost the same way I choose a book. It's based on how I feel. If I've had a long day and I just want to rest, I'm going Blanco, fresh agave, citrus, minerality, a clean finish. It's like opening a fresh, simple book, nothing heavy, just pure agave. Fortaleza Blanco, G4 Blanco, Siempre Blanco, maybe some Lost Lore. Those are the ones that help me chill out after a hard day. Now, let's say I want to slow things down, maybe sit back, enjoy the night, taste something that's a little bit sweeter. I'm going to grab a Reposado, probably one like this one, Insolito. It's light. It's got a great vanilla, a great oak flavor, and I still get agave forward taste. And that's really a great mood for me. It's an easy read. It's balance. It's just enough depth to keep me hanging on with the tequila that I love. Also things like Tequila Ocho Repo, maybe El Tecaleño Repo, or maybe I'll do something crazy and grab a Socorro Repo. Just whatever I'm feeling where I grab that repo. But it's more about looking around and making a choice that meets the mood that you feel. Some nights you don't want easy. You want something that makes you think. You want something complex but dessert-like. Then you grab an añejo or an extra añejo. Rich, barrel influence, spicy, long finish. That's deep. It's a heavy book, if you will, if you're in a library of tequila. It's one that you sip and you definitely don't rush. And really the last category for me is something after one of those days of work you don't want to have ever again. One of those days where you're glad that you only worked on the second floor instead of the sixth floor. And that's one that warms you up at night, and that's a high proof. Maybe a still strength, intense agave, explosive flavor, and a long bold finish and something that knocks the edge off the day. That's not a casual read. That's a book that you can't even put down if we're talking about the library of tequila. And for me, that's probably going to be a Yeyo High Proof. Maybe the Lost Lore Still Strength, Ocho Puntas, or even Cabal Still Strength. Those are some ones that just kind of take the edge off of everything and make me go, wow, I'm so glad I have all of these tequilas in this room. So let's bring it home. Let's talk about the idea of the next time you walk into a bar or you walk into your own liquor cabinet. Don't just reach in there and grab a bottle. Think about what your mood is. Think about how you feel. And think about how that tequila is going to react to how you feel. And maybe today's been in one of those days where it's a little funky and you need something rich and you want something creamy and you grab that Valar Batch 1 Reposado and settle into your mood. If this makes sense to you and you have trouble sometimes picking out what your go-to tequila is for the night, put it in the comments and let me know what you go to the most. What is the tequila that you go to when you're happy or when you're sad? When you've had a rough day, I want to see if yours matches up with mine. If you like getting tequila information, hit that like, subscribe, share it with your friends. And I want to say to the Insolito guys, I can't wait to get an interview put together with you and review this fantastic Reposado soon. Cheers. Have a great night. And I hope you have a library of tequila to go through as well.